Corbin, just so as we're following, are these additional changes?
These are additional changes.
Included in this that we already read?
No, these were made yesterday. So we're going to go through the specific ones that we did yesterday. They were very, there's not a ton of them. So as we come down on page 3, that language says we updated the master plan is 28.493 acres. And then we made a clarification. The requirement for open space is only 8.32 acres, and the parties agree that the extra open space can be adjusted and or reduced, but never below 8.32 acres total. Dan was concerned that if he had to increase the size of a building or do something like that, he wanted to make sure it was clear what the actual requirement was for open space.
I apologize for asking then. That change you just mentioned is in the red line that we have.
No, it is not. So this
it is.
I'm reading it right now.
That's right. I forwarded those over to you.
We updated it before we send out the packet.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
We met it and then we did because the packet went out late. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you actually have seen that. Keep coming down. I just want to make
sure
we
before we come down on that, I think that's stating the obvious. I mean, can't we always agree to something if we both mutually agree? But if we both don't mutually agree, then that's another matter. Isn't that correct?
As far as what do you mean, JC?
Well, it just says the requirement is only whatever, and the parties agree that something else can happen.
Well,
but
if you notice on the line above,
mm-hmm.
we said the master plan is 28.493 and contains 8.81 acres of open space.
Correct, which was a condition of the zone change.
So the condition of the zone change was at 8.32.
It was 8.32.
Yeah, it was 8.32.
I must
so
have misread
sure
it on
that. It's kept at what the condition was for the zone map amendment.
Okay.
He's added additional. His issue is if things needs to change in the future, he'll still meet the requirement. He just doesn't want to be held to that higher standard because he provided extra.
Okay, that's different. But still, I mean, isn't that true that if the parties agree, then the parties agree, and if they don't, they don't?
Well, he wanted it clear that the requirement was 8.32, and we didn't.
And that was the amount from the zone change.
Yes.
I had read that differently.
And so if the future change, you know, requires an amendment to the master plan, then we'll go back to city council still.
Yeah.
So you make that change on the master plan, but still he'd be allowed to go down to 8.32.
Okay. That clarifies this one.
Okay. So keep coming down on, I think the next one was the water chart that Jeff wanted, and so we added that in. The chart attached as Exhibit B contains the requirements for commercial and residential water for all phases of the project.
So the chart doesn't mention the phases, but we know the commercial should be in phase 1 and 2. So I'm wondering, in that section, do we need to specify how much water we need to have in escrow prior to phase 3 and how much we need after?
We can. I mean, those numbers are available. It's a simple edit. I mean, we just put that, we can put that in. If that's what you want, absolutely, we can put it in.
I think just to be clear, we should specify we need X amount of acre feet before, you know, in escrow, before phase 3, and
so
X amount
we need
after.
The water for phase 1 and 2, and then the rest of it for phase 3, just give tolls.
Yep.
Yeah, so before the water board, we had that one chart that had the different phases. We need to include that in this then.
Okay.
Yeah, the chart that was included didn't have phases, and I was thinking there was one that did.
Yeah, you've seen one that did. We'll make sure it gets included in this also.
Okay, we'll put that in. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, the next one we added in roads and traffic circulation and made it clear that the roads, sidewalks, and trails are private. And the next one down, we referred to the attachment from Horrocks as far as the recommendation on the traffic as Exhibit C, and that's what we just discussed. He sent over to us what he had yesterday, but we do not have the letter yet. We just apparently...
We received it this afternoon.
So we received it, but that's not been a part of your packet, but
so
that's where we are.
The one question I had regarding Exhibit C, I assume that was kind of a back and forth between Horrocks Travel Department or Division and the developer. There was one item in there about a left-hand turn lane on River Road. And I want to make sure we address that. Now, without seeing the traffic study, I'm not sure how to address it, but if we need to include that a left-hand turn lane in southbound River Road is a part of this, I want to make sure that we do that.
And that would be something that Joe, I'll give Joe, he's more familiar with this specific.
Jeff, is that something that's in Exhibit C?
Yes, it is on... Yeah, so it's on
westbound.
The second page of Exhibit C.
Okay.
The bottom one, the southbound leg geometry at River Road and Access 3.
So it's
is shared
A.
through
okay.
left. Does the southbound left turning traffic into Access 3 warrant a dedicated left turn lane? And we see the response and the reply.
See, what
I just need to know if we need a left, a center or left turn lane.
Where? Main Street or
River Road coming
yeah,
south?
Yeah, there could be two because we have Main Street and we're going to have Hewlett?
Yeah.
Hewlett.
Yeah,
so are you talking about both of them?
No, Hewlett.
Can I just interject that we have Ryan Hales at Hills here today, and so on a matter like this, he's prepared to get up on this.
Just before we do that, the way I read the language in the agreement, the back and forth alone wasn't intended to be Exhibit C. It's the letter from Horrocks.
That is correct.
So we don't yet have that. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
We have it now.
We have it now, but it wasn't in the package
right.
to review.
Yeah, we didn't have it as of when the package was being developed on Monday. They just barely sent it over today saying that they received the revisions from Hales and they accept them. I've sent it to you. Do you want to pull it up so they can read it?
So that letter then probably wouldn't hurt to make reference to what is currently Exhibit C, but it's really the letter that is Exhibit C.
Yeah, and that's what we
the idea is.
We sent you what we had, but there needs to be a letter. That's what
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the letter on the screen now.
Oh, thank you.
And this is from Horrocks?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is from Horrocks Transportation
okay.
Division that Hales was working with. That's where Exhibit C, those questions and answers were going back and forth. The first were comments from from Horrocks Transportation Division. The second column is Hales with their answers to those questions. And then the third column is the direction that Horrocks, or what Horrocks Transportation Division felt needed to be corrected inside Hales traffic study.
So I also would chime in here and say, and Joe, you've been in several meetings with me, and I think we both saw preliminary designs from UDOT on Main Street as far as when they were considering the possibility of a traffic signal there, right? And I'm pretty sure they included that turn pocket with some amount of extra capacity.
Yeah, it's been a while since we saw it because it was with the gentleman down in Region 3. I can't remember exactly what they had shown, but...
But I feel like, first of all, that's a UDOT road. They're going to probably do that design, and they're going to work with the city somewhat, but some of it's going to be based on their interpretation of what the needs are.
Are you talking about River Road?
No, Main Street. Turning left into River Road. Is that not what you're talking about?
I thought we were talking about a left turn lane
south.
From
on
River
Road onto
to Main.
Onto Main and to
I'm talking about the north entrance, which would be by Hewlett's.
Yeah.
A left-hand turn lane. Does the traffic study
Oh, on to River Road.
No, off of River Road, if you're going south on River Road into the subdivision on the road that comes by Hewlett's house.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
The road that's not yet built.
But from River Road into the, okay, that's a different area.
It has, before you get to Main Street.
That's a different area.
So they don't even address that here.
Is that addressed in the traffic impact study?
See, I guess I misread that.
Please, feel free to come to the microphone. Help us out.
Mayor and Council, thank you for allowing me to be here.
Okay. I get mixed up with South because of Main Street.
When we went back and looked at.
Might want to identify yourself for the record, please.
Sorry, Ryan Hells from Hells Engineering.
Thanks.
When we got the comments from Horrocks, we began a discussion with them and going back and forth. And so we've addressed all of the comments. I'm going to address all of them in brevity, and I will come back to this one at the end. There were 8 comments that they had made. The very first one was just a question. They wanted us to add some additional information in the study so that they could review it more thoroughly. We included some neighboring developments, and they just wanted us to call them out and talk about how many trips from the neighboring developments. Before we began the study, we spoke with Wes Johnson about which studies to include that are new developments that are coming in and around in the area. So we did include those. We talked to Horrocks. Basically, there were no changes in the study other than just adding a number of trips. So we did put that in. The second comment was, and I'm sorry, that the microphone's really sensitive. They were asking about the trip generation. We had run a trip generation. We had 2 different site plans that we were dealing with. The one that we had worked with and done our analysis with, and there was a newer site plan. Ours was conservatively on the high side, so we had to reduce 9 trips. So very minimal trip amount. Reduce 9 trips, reran it, and that's what's included in the new TIS. So we were conservatively high.
Can you just clarify that? Sorry.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I understand. So the original study was done based on a different design.
Correct.
And it was done, as you say, conservatively in terms of the high traffic count. The new study added in additional trips, but because the site plan was also smaller, the overall impact was a reduction.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very well stated.
Okay.
We reduced it by 9 trips. One of the other questions was talking about one of the tables, and they just want table 6. They want us to describe where the percentages of traffic went. I think it was unclear on their part. We talked with them about it. There were no changes to the study based on their comment. So we were fine with that. Item number 4, trip generation table. They had a couple of questions on that. We talked with them. They're okay with the way we have approached that. They understand what we've now done. The item number 5, again, they had questions on the trip reductions. We talked through that with them as well. And again, they agreed and said, yeah, that makes sense to us. So there was nothing done there. Item number 6, they were asking about, on one of the figures, it was about the westbound left-turning traffic at Project Access 3, so the one we're talking about. So we had run it on a conservative analysis, basically sending all the traffic down to Main Street to see what kind of impact that would have and to see if that would further necessitate any improvements on Main Street. There were no additional improvements that were needed, but we did go back and update it. We sent some traffic up that direction to Access 3, and then we evaluated that based on the UDOT criteria. The UDOT criteria states when a left-turn pocket is needed and when it's not. Based upon the UDOT criteria, it doesn't qualify for a left-turn pocket, but Horrocks did want us to add language into the TIS that would say, basically, we recognize that a left-turn pocket could, in fact, be a safety measure, even though it's not called out for on a capacity measure, if that makes sense. So from a capacity perspective, we don't really need that. There are stops up and down the corridor when people are turning on and off of different streets and roads all the way up and down River Road. So it's not just this site, but at other sites up and down the roadway, just to make that clear. So we did add that into the report. I hope that addresses the question that was being asked on Access 3.
I think it is. In the report, I'll just read what it says so you're aware. It says, while the Access 3 River Road intersection works well operationally, a southbound left turn lane could benefit River Road by separating the left turns from the throughs so that the throughs are not impeded.
So Michael, could you pull up like Google